This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining the podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. The decisions we make in our lives oftentimes have very significant consequences. We can look at decisions that we've made in the past and realize, had we not made that decision, things might be significantly better or significantly worse, depending on the nature of the decision that we made. Some decisions require a lot of time, and we consider them for a length of time before we eventually make a decision. And there are some principles that can guide our decision-making process. We can look now to the principle of service. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, at the latter part of Matthew 7, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." That's Matthew 7 at verse 21. He goes on to say that in the day of judgment, many will say to me, "Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, do many mighty works in your name?" And he will say, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." In other passages, Jesus talks about the things that have been done. He said, "You were sick. I was sick and in prison, and you visited me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink." And they said, "Lord, when did we see you in this condition? When did we see you like this?" And Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Certainly, we understand that the principle of service is what Christian living is all about. In John 12, at verse 26, Jesus said, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." Service, doing good unto others, is seen time and time again, not just in the age of the Christian dispensation, but in all dispensations of God. He required that people look after those who were less fortunate, that we do good and were kind to one another. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 11 at verse 1, said, "Imitate me as I also imitate Christ." Some decisions are difficult in practice when they may not be as difficult in our own mind. But the principle of service really carries with it the idea that we don't want to behave in a selfish way. You see, sometimes we make decisions because we think this will be good for me. This will be good for what I want to do. But of course, the Bible condemns selfishness. We know that. It helps us to understand the principle of agape love, where we look out for the needs of others more so than we look out for the needs of ourselves. And God, of course, blesses those who consider the needs of others above and beyond the needs of their own self. The principle of service would really accomplish two things in greater Christian living. One of those things would be that the principle of service would motivate us to do things we would not ordinarily or otherwise do. Certainly, we can look at situations and think, "The only reason I'm doing this is because I'm a child of God." But when we realize the blessings that come from that, then of course we find other reasons to do it as well. The principle of service also motivates or keeps us from doing things that we might normally do. In our growth and our development, our maturity, in terms of spiritual thinking and so forth, sometimes we begin to realize that what we used to do is not the right thing to do. And the principle of service would keep us from behaving in a selfish way, but rather looking out for the needs of others. Certainly, the principle of service, thinking about how it's going to affect others, finally, it indicates the greater good. See, when we look to the Word of God and we think about how this decision will affect others, that enters into our decision-making process. No one can ever say, "This just hurts me," or "This just affects me," because that's simply not true. God did not design the world like that. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.